Hello, I am Suzette Faith Foster, here to help you with calling back your power. I am honored to be part of your spiritual journey. As with my book, my intention for this sharing is to support you along your life and spiritual journey, for you to get more ahas and to allow in more peace, love, health, and prosperity as you practice the teachings. Whether you are listening to the audio or reading the transcription, I encourage you to listen to the audio several times. My voice has a transformational frequency that helps you shift your emotional and physical blocks. In short, my voice helps move blocked energy, opening up pathways for healing. The energy that flows through me has had some clients dramatically change their health problems in a 10-minute phone call. So I invite you to be open to receive blessings in many ways while listening to the recording. And as we get started, let's get centered together. If you're listening to this recording in your car, please keep your eyes open. Otherwise, go ahead and close your eyes. Let's take a deep inhale of divine wholeness and peace. And exhale your busy day, stress that's in your body, and release the challenges in your life. Take a few more deep inhales and exhales. And in the silence, even if this idea is new to you, allow the spiritual, non-physical doctors and ascended masters that work through me to energetically send you blessings. Intend to receive for your highest good. Once your intentions are set, time or space has no relevance. The fact that I recorded this at a different time from you listening does not matter. Just be willing to receive. Let's have a moment of silence. During the program, I may share information and truths that you already know. Yet, please keep in mind that each time you hear it, you get to absorb the truth into your consciousness a little deeper, into the core of who you are. You might hear me say something and think, I already know that. But let that be okay. Allow the processing to happen for your highest good. Just soak it in. As you own it to a deeper level, it becomes part of your awareness and practice, which positively changes your energy vibration. To attract the life you really want, it's not what we know, it's what we vibrate. In the higher vibration we become, the more we attract our desires. I'm here to help you become a stronger magnet to what you really want, the healthier, happier, and more abundant life. I hope that you will soon see your challenges as temporary and be ready to move through them from a higher perspective. Are you holding in your stress and frustrations as life has you spinning in many directions? Are you exhausted, depressed, dealing with an aching heart? Or are you confused which way to turn with your or your loved one's health problems? I want you to know that as hard as it is right now, that there is a way to approach challenges that will have you moving through them with more ease. I'm here to remind you that you are more than your health problems, your setbacks, or emotional pain. So why not address our health and life problems from the all that we are, mind, body, and spirit? Many people find that by embracing this perspective, it brings them more peace and aligns them to more blessings and resolutions. Given a chance, these principles will work for you too. But it does take time. Yet you get a great return on your investment. You are the one that gets to grow and become more free, peaceful, and happier. And as we've often heard, it's not just the destination, it's the journey. I'm here to support you on your journey and to encourage you to make the most out of what life deals you. In other words, I'm here to help you learn ways to return to emotional, physical, and spiritual health. Today, I'm going to focus on one very effective way to shift blocked energy in your body. Uncomfortable and undealt with emotions cause blocked energy to show up in your body, in part as exhaustion, anxiety, anger, and health problems. When people clear out blocked energy, they feel lighter, healthier, and have more energy. Done sufficiently, especially with an energy healing facilitator, it can reverse depression and disease, including cancer. How cool is that? Excuse me. Let me share a real life example of this. One woman, One woman was feeling devastated and emotionally exhausted over a divorce and not getting the needed support from her family. As she had done most of her life, she held in all these feelings. As she listened to my teachings, she considered the idea that the emotional pains she was feeling were the very wounds her soul was showing her and inviting her to heal. It resonated with her when I shared that at a deeper spiritual level, these challenges have a higher purpose. And that by finally letting herself feel these hurts that she had stuffed all these years, actually letting them come up and out would allow emotional healing to occur. She was ready to feel better and willing to honor the hurts and follow my suggestions. She told me that she allowed the tears to come, letting herself feel the pain that previously she was too afraid to feel. She admitted that it wasn't fun, but she trusted it had to be done for her sanity's sake. After sitting with her painful feelings, letting them in her tears rise, she felt lighter and freer. She said she no longer felt like a time bomb was about to go off. She no longer felt a victim to her circumstances. Wow, a monumental shift had occurred. She certainly had more healing to do. It is a process, but her shift allowed her to continue trusting in doing the process of emotional healing. Whether it was this woman's husband, family, or some other situation pushing her buttons, I helped her to see that when our soul is ready to heal, we attract people and situations who deeply hurt us, frustrate, and anger us. Consider this, that we attract these people and situations into our lives as our teachers to help us see the fears and emotional wounds in our energy field that will benefit from healing. And if we don't learn from these situations, unfortunately, we will continue to attract similar ones with the same or different people until we are ready to do something about it. We don't like relationship issues, but as we look closely, they all help us see the wounds or the programming that our soul hopes we resolve. Think about people who've pushed your buttons. It wasn't fun, was it? Did you want to scream, run, or stuff your feelings and hide in the corner? But with time and soul journey awareness, hopefully you'll be able to see them as a gift. Yes, you heard that right, a gift. Now stay with me, even if it sounds strange. You get a chance to embrace that from a spiritual perspective, you can only get your buttons pushed when there is a corresponding unresolved emotional pain within you. You can only get your buttons pushed when there is a corresponding unresolved emotional pain within you. And you will experience people saying and doing mean things that trigger this pain. They just become the avenue that your inner being uses to bring the unresolved pain to your attention. Your old programming is to blame them, yell at them, or get angry at them. Yet with this new approach, when you sit and feel the emotions, layer by layer, the hurt dissolves. There are benefits to regularly honoring and feeling your upsetting emotions. One is that others don't end up pushing your buttons as easily anymore. The person may not have changed, but as you heal your wounds, the pain isn't so raw. Another benefit is, as you clear your hurts, you become a higher vibration, which equates to being a stronger magnet to your desires. And ultimately, you become happier and freer because you no longer let others' moods and comments determine how you feel. Just let me remind you, you are so cool. As our spirituality expands, we can remind ourselves of a powerful truth, that when others push our buttons, it is really about us, not them. That no matter what they just did, if they push our buttons, it's showing us wounds that we can heal. Ouch, that's a lot to look at, isn't it? Otherwise, when someone is rude to you and you have nothing to heal there, you'd recognize them as impatient or having a bad day. You wouldn't take it personally. Yet as we grow on our spiritual journey, it's all about finding a thought or a perspective, like feeling your feelings, that allows us to feel good, no matter what others are doing around us. As we get better at taking responsibility for how we feel, we look at why we let them push our buttons and honor the process of healing it. Another way to feel good when others bother you is to focus on their good qualities, or even just one quality if that is all you can see. Keep in mind, we attract more of what we focus on. If you focus on them disrespecting you, then you'll attract more times where they will disrespect you. If you focus on how musically creative they are, then you are creating an energy field of non-resistance, which attracts to you more blessings and ease and experiences of them being respectful to you. Another person worked this principle with her ex-husband, who wreaked havoc with her and her son's schedule by not communicating and not doing things that he said he would do. At first, she was resistant to my suggestions, saying he's always been that way and he won't change. I encouraged her to change the energy that she carries around about him first and let the law of attraction do its thing. She decided to try. She focused on his good qualities and then visualized him being respectful and calling when necessary, and following through with his commitments. She felt excited as if he already was doing this. Yes, it was an effort for her to focus on his good qualities with his history of being so disrespectful, but she was willing to try anything to feel better and get better results. And guess what? She was happily surprised. He changed his ways during this time. He called when schedules needed changing and was extra nice and accommodating to her. She even enjoyed a dinner out with him and their son. A very different outcome for sure. She had to first let go of focusing on how he's always been and be open to a new way of being and reacting herself. And interestingly enough, and true to these universal laws, once she stopped doing her inner work regarding him, he reverted back to being his old self. You may notice this in your own life. You get consistent results as you make utilizing these teachings a consistent practice. Another way to grow your soul and support the person who is bothering you is to see beyond their human actions and misgivings, and to recognize that underneath their rudeness is their spiritual essence, their divine perfection. For example, if they're rude and angry, you can decide to focus on that, which would bring more of the same. Or choose to focus on the essence they really are. You can do this by saying to yourself, you are spirit. You are peace. You are love. And then see them as a brilliant orb of white divine light. This shifts the energy because you can't be angry at them and seeing their essence at the same time. And seeing them as the spiritual being that is at their core shifts the energy in and around you both. Yeah, this does take a lot of practice, though I invite you to let it be part of your expanding spiritual practice. My heart goes out to you if you are going through a very challenging time right now. But accept that while you're listening to this audio or part of my programs, that you're in a supportive space to start healing that. Each of us have gone through our own severe challenges, just in different ways. Expect to be on the other side of it. And then allow spirit to orchestrate blessings for you. Be gentle with yourself and the challenges you are dealing with. For me and many others, just knowing that challenges are an opportunity to grow our soul does take the sting out of them. And as you move into your day, let your present and past challenges be feedback that there are related emotions to honor and feel, something that you can heal. And before we wrap up, I want to share with you more ways to help you heal on emotional and physical levels. Healing is a journey, and I'm here to help you on that journey. I invite you to go to my website, choosetothrive.com, with a number 2, and check out my sound healing CD and my meditation affirmation CD. Listening to these weekly or daily for serious concerns will help you clear energy blocks and dissolve old programming, limited beliefs, and fears. The spiritual doctors that work through me have imbued these products with activations to move each listener to their next level of consciousness. Clients have shifted physical pain and problems and have felt much more peaceful using these as part of their life journey. And also check out my teleclasses to see if any resonate with you at this time. In wrapping up, I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of your journey. Just take an inhale of wholeness and peace. Let these thoughts imbue themselves into you for your highest good. Take a few more deep inhales and exhales. Allow the spiritual, non-physical doctors and ascended masters that work through me and you to energetically send you blessings. As I mentioned earlier, the energy is already present. Time or space has no relevance. Just be willing to receive. And know that I love you. I honor you. I behold the divine in you. Namaste.